60 minutes.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, it says 90, but we're only gonna go 60. Okay.
It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
People, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. You know, yesterday I had a caller all the way, a live caller from Kenya, Africa. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard? So listen to this, because I've had the show maybe a little over 3 years, and I've had callers from Australia and China and London, but Africa, I don't know why, that just really warmed my heart. And then I got an email from the same caller maybe a few hours later asking me for money for the orphanage. But it's all good, isn't it? We're all connecting. What is the show? Reality Spirituality is a show about how to maintain, sustain, how to experience more happiness in your life. And really, how do we do that? Number one, we do that by, and this is number one, making a commitment that is what you want to do. That is what you want in your life. You want happiness. You want this feeling. I say it's like standing in a boat, in a small boat in the middle of the ocean, and the boat is rocking and the waves are coming, but you're still at peace and you're calm and you know that everything is going to be okay. You surrender to whatever kind of weather. You surrender to whatever kind of what happens in your life, and you know without a doubt, and you trust that everything is in perfect order. That's what I'm talking about when I say make the commitment, and it's not easy to do, but I'm letting you know right now, when you make that commitment, that yes, and in my opinion, and that's the only one that matters, when you make that commitment. Not to say that there won't be ups and downs, not to say that you won't have challenges, but you will be able to ride those waves, and you will be able to confront the challenges with a totally different energy, a totally different vibration. But enough about this show. Let me get to my first guest, my only guest today. I've actually had Kalina on the show before, probably I think maybe twice before. Two or three times, I don't really remember. My memory fails me, but she is one of my favorite energies in the entire universe. Hello. Yeah, that's right, Kalina. She's been conducting professional psychic readings for over a decade. At an early age, she realized her ability to be a communicator. But enough of me reading about her. I'm going to bring Kalina on because I'm going to let her explain her beginnings just really briefly. And then I have a few people that have already called in, if you don't mind answering calls. But Kalina Smith, welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks to Tracy, sorry, my sister.
Well, you know what? She's here even though she's not on the line. Hi, Tracy J. Hi, Mom.
Mom sent her apologies. She tried to listen, but my dad's not there to work the computer for her, so she called in a panic. She's like, tell her I'm so sorry, so she's going to listen later.
Yeah, but, okay, well, this is her shout-out. I gave her a shout-out either way.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So explain to my audience or share with my audience a little bit about your beginnings and how did you, this psychic ability, where did that begin and how did you know? And just give us a little bit of your background, please, for the listeners that have not heard you before.
Sure. My name's Kalina and I am a professional psychic. How it began for me was with I work a lot with the guardians, and the guardians are the angels, the guides that work with us in this life. The intention of the guardians in this life is honestly, and it's exactly what Rebecca said at the beginning of the show, is that we're meant to be happy. We have a divine right to be happy, and that's what the guardians are here for. They help us, they encourage us to remember that path, to remember that, you know, we all have the ability to be happy. Not saying that our lives are meant to be easy or, you know, we're happy all the time, mm-hmm. but there's lessons in that. When we're put into situations or experiences that are challenging or stressful, we gain wisdom from that. And the guardians have always been part of my life. I remember being in my crib. I don't know how old I was, but I remember being in my crib, and one of my first memories is seeing the guardians. And I remember looking at them, and my first question to them was, you know, why can't I remember before this moment? And I can remember feeling my diaper. I can remember feeling my crib and everything. And I asked them that question. And I remember they didn't answer. And I remember being a baby, being annoyed that they didn't answer. But then my second question to them was something about, I think it was Sesame Street, because I didn't understand the puppets they had.
Yes.
I didn't understand where they were. And I thought, well, why can't I see them outside on the street and stuff? And that was my second question to them.
Mm.
But they've always been part of my life. And it wasn't until when I was in grade 7, I went to a dance. And because when I was growing up as a kid, I would just see the guardians interacting with all the other children. So I just assumed that they can interact, and I never really questioned it or talked to the other kids about it because I just thought, well, they know, and didn't think anything of it. But when I was in grade 7, I went to a dance, and I saw the guardians clearing this energy from other kids, and I asked my friend, I was like, why are they clearing the energy there? Because I've never seen that before. And that friend looked at me as if I had three heads, like, what are you talking about? So that was the moment when I recognized that maybe not everyone interacts with them, even though the guardians are interacting with them, we may not be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So since that moment when in grade 7, I kind of made it my job, I guess, to help others realize that, you know, we're not alone, that we're meant to be happy, and just help others learn how guardians are interacting with us and how that everyone can see, hear, and feel the guardians.
I love that you, and this is, I know you've been on the show before, but I don't remember any of those stories. I think this is the first time you shared the one in the crib, which is really, really interesting. Because I have memories of me when I was really teeny, 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 teeny weeny. And I just never knew that other people did. But what a great, great story. Okay, so you figured out that you were special, or you had this, the ability to, this ability to communicate and interact with the guardians. Did you share that with anyone in your family, your parents, or did you keep that to yourself?
Well, we would talk to, like, my parents were, my parents are awesome, and they would always just sort of, if I talked about the angels, and they would just listen to me, and then they would just kind of let me talk, and then they would just kind of keep going, and they didn't really question it, so they never discouraged me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my sisters, I would tell them stories like, my grandfather passed before we were born, so I would say to them, oh, I just saw my grandfather or Grampy in the mirror or something like that, and it was just normal for us. My sisters and I, my sisters and I are very close, so we would always just talk about it, and it was never, we never thought it was, we didn't think it was different. We just thought, no, that's normal.
Right, right. And you know what? Let me just say that to have parents that are so open to allow you to do and say and just be yourself. I mean, I'm almost going to break down here because I did not have that. very rigid. If it didn't fit into the world, then, you know, if it didn't fit into the norm. So I really love the fact, and I definitely am that way with my son. But if it doesn't fit into the mold, I mean, we're so different, all of us, and not to be discouraged, just high five, hands up, big hug, big love to mom and dad for allowing you to be, I call it a free spirit and not breaking your spirit. I love that. But not to say that the other way is wrong, it's just that it's just a different path.
Right. Well, and the thing is, like, when I did open up to others when I got older, especially when I kind of went more public with it, started doing public readings and things, or working with the public, I was discouraged. Like, I had others. I started doing professional readings when I was 17. Because when my neighbors started coming to me, they would ask me to, they paid me in cupcakes, I think, was the first time. But when I started, they did. I love food, so they paid me cupcakes. But when I started, when I was 17, I had others that really discouraged me. That was really disheartening, but I do have to say that I got wisdom from those experiences, because I had a moment where I was like, well, I'm happy with what I'm saying or helping with the guardians or helping that person. And I just kind of learned not to, and it was hard. It wasn't easy. It took a while to not give others my power, meaning that, you know, if they don't understand, that's okay. That's their, you know, that's the lesson that they're giving to me, that I can learn to say, no, I'm okay with this. I'm happy with my work.
You know, that is huge, too. That is a great point to bring out. We're gonna go to the callers because I have a lot of people on the line, but that is so important. Did you hear what she said, audience? Did you actually hear what she said? And to be so strong and so planted and rooted in who you are, to the point where nothing will sway you or dissuade you from your truth and expressing yourself. One of the biggest, ooh-wee, it's being yourself, is learning yourself, being yourself, and being okay with whoever, whatever you find, whoever that person is in the mirror, and accepting self. That is, listen, I'm still trying to get this right, but it's really, really difficult. But to know and to be okay with you, both hands up again, hallelujah, amen.
Thank you.
Okay, you ready to take some phone calls, or would you like to add something else before we go to the calls?
I'm ready for the callers.
Yay! Okay, here we go. All right, callers, we're going to do this. Let's see, area code 313.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Sherelle.
Joelle. Hi, Joelle.
Hi, Joelle.
Sherelle.
Oh, Sherelle. Sherelle?
How you doing, ladies? Yes,
good.
Ma'am. That's
go
great.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I was wondering, do you see, or how does a guy sound, feel about me at this current moment? Do you see a future? Where is his head at with me?
I missed her. I couldn't hear what she said.
Okay. Ask again.
I said, how does a guy named Sam feel about me? Where is his head at with me at this current moment?
How does the guy Sam? She wants to know about Sam at the current moment. Yeah.
Please and thank you.
The first thing that they're making me feel with his energy is he's very strong, and they're showing a wisdom to him. They're making me feel there's a wisdom. It's funny, but they're focusing a little bit more on you, because what they're making me feel for you right now is you're in an energy where you're starting to understand more of your power and more of who you are. Because the guardians are making me feel, the moment that you see how beautiful and strong you are, they're making me feel with regards to whether it's romantic relationships, friendships, or family, they're making me feel that you will have a clarity on where the relationship is going and what needs to be done, if anything needs to be done, to help heal or to help the relationship grow. There's a lot of energy, too, around you about science, which I know sounds kind of odd for a psychic reading. But they're making me feel they want you to look into or finding your own science.
Mm.
with that? Just what inspires you? That's kind of what they're focusing.
You know, let me put my two cents in, too, because one of the things Kalina said in what the Guardians were saying is, you know, I'm just going to be real here. It's really about you, my dear. It's really about what you want. It's really about your life. And when you're asking about someone else, I understand what in asking and the curiosity. But it's really about looking in the mirror and being, and let's start asking some questions about you. What do you want to do in your life? How do you feel? How do you feel about this Sam guy? And
I always ask my questions. I always try to get guidance. I always meditate. I always try to connect with my angels, the spirit guides, people from the other side. I just want to receive answers. I love that.
Okay, so you like him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's good. All right.
Telling me I tried to.
Oh, well, we're going to go to our next caller, area code 617-916. What is your first name? You are live on Reality Spirituality with Kalina Smith.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
Good.
How are you?
Good. I'm well, thank you. My name is Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn, beautiful name.
Yeah, I love it. Hi,
thank
Gwendolyn.
You. Hi. My question is how to actually have a better relationship with myself.
Ooh,
good
accepting,
question.
Yay.
Accepting. I know. It's about time I start asking the right questions.
Yay. Oh, my goodness. You just gave me chills. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you. Actually, I wanted to – actually, my head was wanted another question, but my heart is saying you need to ask the right question.
Right now you are, because the fact that you have the courage to ask that question and the fact that you are looking at that with yourself, she's saying that's the beginning. And what the Guardians are asking for you and for the listeners too is keep having the courage to find the truth. And this isn't just for you. Understanding who you are or having a better relationship with yourself. It's within all areas of our lives. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of, if we're calling it about psychic energy or energy in general, a lot of the times the biggest block out there is assumptions. It's because we don't have that courage to ask questions. Or if someone's telling us something, sometimes we just assume, okay, that's the truth. I shouldn't think outside of that statement.
Yes.
But having the courage to question things and to say, okay, well, is there more to this? And even if we're scared of answer, like, for example, if we're learning, let's say if it's career and we're asking our supervisor or a client, you know, is there anything more help this relationship or job, and scared that, you know, we're going to be criticized or hear something negative.
Yeah.
The fact that we have that courage to ask that, it heals that negativity. It heals that fear. So what this for you is keep having that courage. Keep asking that question. The other part, too, they're making me feel, it actually has a lot to do with nature. They're making me feel you have a very sacred connection, especially to the forest.
Yes.
Trees are very strong.
Yes.
It is very strong with you, too, but the forest seems to be a bit more stronger, and they're making me feel to understand more of who you are. The Guardians are asking you to go to the trees. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hold on a second.
I'm getting very... Just
go to the trees.
Talk,
go to the trees.
But listening to you talk, I'm becoming very emotional, because this is what I've been struggling with all my life. And like I said, in my head, I wanted to ask you something else, and I wasn't expecting to say what I said to you. So I know that it was spirit that said you need to speak from your heart and say what it is you need to say. And you spoke what was in my heart. It's to stand strong in who you are, because I've been it's like standing strong in who I am. I've been beat up for it, I've been ostracized for it, but it's like I've got to accept who I am. I'm 51 years old, and now I'm getting around to the point of saying I can accept who I am.
You know what? Is this the first time you've listened to the show?
Oh no.
Okay. because you have to call in again when it's Ask Rebecca Anything, because I mean, listen, this has really touched me, because you're getting emotional, I'm getting emotional. Colleen, are you getting emotional too?
I'm getting chills and like emotion from it.
Yeah, I'm getting chills too. This is really, really important and really deep, because
yes.
It's time, and something
yes.
that Colleen has said, she said, ask the questions. You will always get answers when you ask. Whatever you ask the universe, you will receive an answer.
Amen, amen, amen. And I love it when you said to stand up and be strong and not be afraid. Not be afraid, even if you have to speak to a supervisor or to your mother or to your sister. And I've always been afraid. I've always been afraid. Well, what if I lose my job? And what if my mother rejects me? And what if my sister doesn't love me anymore? I'm at the point, I'm like, I really don't care.
I don't. It's called Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in my cube at work.
Yeah. And in fact, you just do an Ackerman. You just do I don't even know if Jimmy Crack. I don't even know why. Have you heard that, Colleen, all the way up from Canada? Have you heard that?
I've heard that one.
Isn't that the best?
I love that. That's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's your new mantra, honey.
If people walking away scratching their head, what did she just say?
Mm-hmm. So, Kalina, give us a little bit more about what the guardians are saying about
I love this.
I feel like you are more. Everyone's intuitive. Everyone has psychic abilities and intuitive. But I feel like for you, I feel like you don't realize how strong your intuition is, because they're making me feel, mm-hmm. especially because they keep translating that you have a sacred connection to the forest, and they make
yes.
me feel animals come to you. Like, it's sort of like you could be walking to work or going for a walk, and especially the birds, like they're showing a lot of birds coming to
yes.
you. Very
yes.
strong.
Yes.
And the crows recognize your power. And what this
yes.
does, you see Earth now?
I'm sorry?
Do you feed the birds now, like at your house? Because they're making me feel that
oh,
when
yeah.
you feed birds, or when you're connecting with them, you feel them.
Yes. I mean, their music, their sound. I mean, I could be on a busy street. I don't hear the traffic. I hear the birds.
Oh, wonderful. So that's part of your power, because you have with the birds are very, very sacred. And what they're making me feel for you is where you have that ability where you can shut off the distractions of this world and focus on nature and the birds. That is very powerful. Not everyone can do that. A lot of people are distracted by, you know, if you're going for a walk and you're walking by a busy street, they get distracted by the cars. It takes a lot.
Mm-mm.
And
I say to people, I'm like, don't you hear the bird? It's like, don't you hear that bird? Listen to that song. And there could be construction going on, traffic, people yelling, horns beeping, and I cannot. It's like the sound of this bird overrides all of that. A tiny little bird. Like it weighs almost like a cotton ball. That song is so strong and so powerful, it overrides everything.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. One thing that might help, and this is a psychic exercise that maybe even some of the listeners might connect to, is you can see the thing is, and this includes from the trees, the plants, the animals, you can have a conversation with them. But we have to remember that, you know, with the world of the birds, the animals, the nature, they have a different language than us, but we can still connect with spirit. Spirit is a universal language, so there's no boundaries there. So the next time that you're feeding the birds, what you can do is slow down your breath and listen to your heart and just sort of send a message to that bird. For example, if you think that bird has a beautiful song or is beautiful, really think and feel that message and send that energy to the bird, because I can guarantee you will get a message back. It might
that
not
is
be that
so true.
Maybe a few moments later,
so
you will get something back where you're like, okay, that bird got my message.
Yes. It's like, I'll be, again, walking into work or walking somewhere, where I'm going, it's like I'll hear them talking, and I'm responding to them. Like, hey, good morning. And this is what I say. Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Well,
hey, I hear you.
Well, see, don't you so you're now what you're realizing is who you really are. Who you are and how powerful you are. And it's time to really start focusing on all of that,
amen.
Gwendolyn. All
amen.
Of it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh my, I needed to hear this because, like I said, in my head there was another question what I wanted to say. I wanted to ask you something else, but my heart just again it came through. I'm like, this isn't what I wanted to say, but it's what you needed to say.
Listen. This is yours was the best question of the day. Sorry to say that to the other people, but they might have a great question too. okay, Gwendolyn, keep listening.
I
love you. I remember your voice. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk about the other question before this beautiful caller too. And when she's like, the other question that the caller had about, she was asking about if my understanding was a potential partner.
Yes.
And that's a very common question for to get in a psychic readings. And I will just sort of say my experience with guardians, they will answer some energy on that person, but I can guarantee you, like, I know we kind of talked about this, but they will redirect it onto you. But when it comes to partners, whether it's friendship, romantic, the moment you see who you are, that's when it lines up. So if there's something that you're trying to understand, if you're trying to find your partner or understand your partner, really focus on who you are. And honestly, it's what makes you happy, because when you follow what makes you happy, things will line up.
I couldn't have said it better. Perfect. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, area code 914-363. You are live. What is your first name? Hold on a second. It's coming up.
Hello?
Hi, what's your first name? Hi, welcome.
Hi, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Melissa from New York.
And your name is?
Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, ladies. Well, my question is, I've been looking for a job, and I went through, my daughter had passed away at 1 year old in February, and everybody tells me to wait, you know, wait to look for a job and stuff, but now I feel like I need to, because you have to work in order to live. So I wanted to know, do you see anything that I might get? Because I've been trying to apply anywhere.
Okay. What they're making me feel is with the career is, there an echo? Is that me?
No. I can't hear an echo.
I was going to turn this down a bit. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Melissa. I'm going to turn down. What they're making me feel, Melissa, is with career, they're making me feel that there is a job opportunity at first. I think it's not quite your cup of tea. Like, it might be, for example, let's say if you're working for the government or we're working for the government, it may be something else and you're getting into retail or into a restaurant. You're kind of like, well, that's not really where you want to focus. But the guardians are making me feel there's an opportunity. And I want to emphasize, too, when guardians say opportunity, it's not set in stone. They're just saying this is presented, because with readings or with the guardians, they're never meant to make decisions for us. They just give guidance, and then you use your intuition what you want to do with it. And what they're making me feel, there's an opportunity with a job that it's not your passion, it's not your inspiration, but the guardians are making me feel that this is a bridge, because it's something that you feel logically, you feel like it doesn't make sense to your career, but your heart, you feel drawn to it, and you can't put your finger on. And they're making me feel it's through the coworkers and the they're just focusing quite a bit on friendships. And then to go from there. But where you're getting that feeling or that calling to look for a job or looking for new opportunities, I would really trust that. And what I would recommend is before you start your search, just take, like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. And this can be for any listeners, too, that are looking for a new path, new job. Just take 2 or 3 minutes and just say, you know, if you could have a dream job, what would it be? And that's anything. Like, if you're like, okay, I want to be an astronaut, just take a couple minutes thinking about that. Because what will happen is with the guardians, they will give you an inspiration or an idea for guidance to help make that happen. And they're just kind of asking right now to kind of think if you could create a dream job, start there, and go from there. Does that make sense, Melissa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Other part, too, they're focusing on, because I do, like, with your daughter's energy, there, because I feel like your daughter's next to you, but she's communicating directly to you, not through me. But what the guardians are speaking up for her, they're asking you to give your daughter a symbol so that can become a telephone between you and your daughter. So, for example, if let's say if you love like angels or stars or something, so every time you see a star, that will be your daughter trying to speak to you, or a rainbow, and just something to you that you know that's her. And I will say that guardians and loved ones in spirit will often use symbols as a way to talk, but they will do a technique called layering. And what that is, for example, if you're at the grocery store, and let's say your symbol to your daughter is a rainbow. So if you're at the grocery store and you see that rainbow, that means that you're being given message at that moment. And what you want to do is pay attention to everything in that moment that is being presented to you, because it could be, okay, what song is on the radio, or what were you thinking, who's around you, what is around the rainbow, and it will make sense in that moment why she presented that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there, because when you start talking to with your daughter or with guardians or where you're comfortable, you will start building up a language and a friendship with them more. Like, I'm not just speaking about your daughter, but just learning with the energies, it will become clear.
Oh, wow, definitely, because she does give symbols a little bit, because you know how sometimes other people get a little bit of, how can I say, do I call it, I forgot how you call it. You know how, like, they go into other people's bodies and then you'll see something that
channeling.
They only do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
And she's been doing that. She does that. Or we'll see a baby and the baby will come up to me and do only the stuff that she does. For, like,
mm-hmm.
the... And
oh.
I just go, wow. I said, okay, she's telling me I'm okay. And, yeah, she does that a lot. And especially when people... Certain things that come around me, like I seen a child that was, had a hard life and, you know, seemed like she was homeless and everything. And when I seen her, I just cried and I said, my daughter wanted me to see this today. Like, oh, every day it's something. She always gets a little bit of, you know, just to show me things that I don't pay attention to.
She's just making you aware.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to throw in my two cents here. Just two really quick things. You sure do sound, doesn't she sound connected, Kalina? She sounds so connected to the universe and to her daughter and to the guardians and just to this. You just sound really connected to spirit. You do. Your energy is really, really special. And number two, I want to say, stop listening to other people. That's an order from me. Stop listening. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you feel. You know, you don't listen. Stop listening to other people. Seriously. Unless it's me or Kalina.
You know what? I've been always doing that my whole life. Is always listen to what someone else.
Hold on. Hold on. You both are talking at the same time. Melissa. Go, Kalina. Go.
I was going to say that for you, Melissa, I feel like you are, I agree with Rebecca, I feel like you are way more connected than you know, and I feel like with your daughter becoming your guardian, your protector, your teacher, you're going to see more and more of your power.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love that. You're more special, more gifted than you even realize. So just trust that. And if you listen to one more person, I'm going to fly to New York and just bop you on the head with a rub or something. That's right.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I'm glad
sweetie.
You told me that. I needed a reality check.
Yeah, really. Honestly, it's too much. Listen, these people don't even get it. They don't get it. So they're not going to give you. It's like you going and getting advice from people that don't even speak your same language. Not even like you going to Alaska and then you ask an Eskimo for advice. In other words, you're that different. You're that different. So you can only ask people that are connected. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome, sweetie. I love you. I love you. Love you. Love you. Okay. Well, that was a great call, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Whew, going to our next caller, area code 410. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Thank you. I'm on my spiritual journey like everyone else, and there's a lot of old things coming up, and I'm just wondering if that's going to, like, go away.
That's a good question. That's mm-hmm. a really good question mm-hmm. because I have a lot of students that they're like, okay, well, things from the past keep coming up or it keeps repeating. Why does this keep repeating? That's a really good question. So from the Guardians, my understanding from the Guardians is when stuff from the past keep coming up or things that we thought we were done with all of a sudden come up, there's a couple things that could be happening. So, Kathy, I would just use your intuition, what you resonate with, and then go from there. One of the reasons that some things can be coming up is, one, to show, number one, that there's something that maybe you're not seeing right away, that there's something that they want you to take another peek at and just see if there's something maybe you didn't understand or you didn't feel connected to from before. So there's a lesson there where you're like, okay, I'm just learning. I got the lesson. I'm releasing it. But the second thing, and this is usually more what's going on than not, it's things from the past or even people from the past come up because it's the Guardians or the universe showing you how far you've come along. It's to show that, you know, you're no longer in this vibration and that you have grown so much. It's sort of a validation that how far you've come and that you're going to continue to go on and on.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards the second one because I have come a long way, and now I'm working on myself.
That's good. That's good. And what I would do, too, is, and this can be for the listeners as well, if something does keep repeating, or let's say if there's a person, like a lot of intuitives, because where you're intuitive, Kathy, when we have a connection, let's say it's a person, we have a connection to, let's say, an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend from the past, but we keep thinking about them, or we have, like, we're over them, but we keep, you know, we think about them, or we're wondering about them, or like, why am I thinking about them? That wasn't a good relationship. Sometimes it's because you are picking up on energy from that person's lesson, and that you can just sense it or translate that energy. So the best thing you can do with that is just kind of gently send it back, just say, you know, thank you, I got that lesson, and send the energy back. But the other thing you can do, too, is if something, a situation or person keeps coming up into your life, you can ask for a dream. Just say, like, you can, before you go to sleep, and this is a technique that you guys can do for anything in your life, like if you're looking for your partner or you want to understand who you are, whatever you're working on, it's called programming your dreams. And what you want to do is before you go to sleep, when you're just like half awake, half asleep, you want to slow down your breath and take in a few deep breaths and just focus your energy and just ask, okay, Guardians, please give me a dream on whatever you want to know. And then whatever you dream that night, that is their answer to you. So there's a couple things you want to watch out for. So if you wake up in the morning and your dream is so crazy that you wake up more confused, that's often because there's a lot of psychic energy. Because a lot of, and I know a lot of listeners know this, when it comes to psychic energy, there's no logic. There never is. So we have to kind of translate it into this world. So if you wake up more confused, just take your time. Look up different dream dictionaries. There's tons online. Go with there. And just sort of a side note with dream dictionaries, if you're reading the definition and you're kind of like, that doesn't feel right, that's not their answer. Just you will find the answer. Just keep doing your work and just take that for what it is. The second thing with the dreams, if you wake up and you don't have a dream or you don't remember, it just means right now it's not time to know. It's not that the Guardians are ignoring you. They're just saying, no, you need to do more work or we need to let things settle. And also, too, sometimes when we're not getting answers or we feel like we're not getting answers from the Guardians or the universe, sometimes it's because you've done all that you can in the moment. You have to let other energy settle. So it's kind of like a snow globe. Like you have to let the snow set before you can see the next part. So that's another thing, too, because we as intuitives, we take that personal. We get frustrated. We're like, well, what else can I do? Because we're a lot of, like, yourself, Kathy, like you're trying to do the work. You're trying to find the answers and stuff. And when it's not coming, we feel like it's us. But sometimes it's just, you know, the universe has to line up certain other teachers or healers into our situation to help us. And maybe there's something they need to do or a situation needs to line up before we can get that information. And the third thing, too, with regards to programming your dreams is if you have a nightmare, actually, energetically speaking, a nightmare is a very, very, very good omen because a nightmare means that you took out energy that should not be there. So if you ever wake up and you're having a very scary dream or a nightmare that let's say if you're killing people or you're being chased or whatever the energy is that's causing fear, that's something being taken out of your energy. So that next day you should go celebrate, like, you know, have a cheesecake or a glass of wine or something. do something to celebrate. Because it's a very good omen. It's a very good energy to release that aura.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Me either. I never heard of that. See, I love that.
Me too.
I had a nightmare the other day.
Oh, yeah. Cheesecake.
See, yeah, you love cheesecake. I'll have some nachos and chips and sour cream and dip and cheese and. And,
that's good, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Kathy. Is there
anything? That's great information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, what a great, you know, we're getting, you know what, I have to say, we're getting great, great calls. I think it's because this great energy on this show today. Ooh-wee, I didn't know that about the nightmares. Now I'm happy about not having nightmares. Jeez,
well, that's the guardians taught me that, because I used to, when I was a little girl, I would have these horrible nightmares, and they, I think I was 3 or 4, and they said, no, this is, they explained it, that they were taking out the bad aura, bad energy, and I was like, oh, that's what they're doing. Because one thing, when, especially in society, there's a lot of fear, like we're kind of programmed from, like, the time you're a child, there's a lot of fear coming at us, you know, fear to speak up, you know, be quiet, don't speak up, or, you know, and that's not who we are. That's not who humanity is. We're not meant to live in fear. We're meant to be happy. So one thing that the guardians do is that, you know, when we experience fear and when we go through that and when we have that courage to, I don't want to say confront it because confront sounds a little bit too strong, but when we challenge it, I guess, it just, we take back our power. We're saying, no, I'm not letting fear, you know, influence. And I think, too, like when, especially like in the news, there's a lot of negative stories and stuff. But when we question things and say, well, is this really the story, or is that really the situation, or how can the situation be healed? It heals that fear. And I think that's something, that's a big lesson that the guardians often speak about is, you know, have that courage to, you know, seek the truth and just know fear is an illusion. That's not who we are.
Yeah, right. Fear is an illusion. You're absolutely right. In fact, this whole world is an illusion, right? Am I right about it?
That's true. That's very true.
Okay, we're going to another call, and actually this is a block call. So the first, it's 1111111. I have a couple of them like that, but I'm going to go to the first one. What is your, hold on a second here. Let me see. Clicky, click, click. What is your first name? You're live on Reality Spirituality. Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, very, very faintly. What's your first name?
Queen.
Nadine?
Queen.
Queen? Hello?
I'm called Queen.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can turn the volume up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, what is your first question? What is your first name again? Hello?
Queen.
Oh, queen, like king and queen?
Yes.
Okay, well, stop yelling. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Queen. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, sweetie. What's your question?
Well, I have a meeting with someone. Her name is Desiree. And my choice is to live in the spiritual realm and to be about their vibration. But I have been placed in a position to have to bring my spirituality into the mundane, very mundane world of the criminal element.
What's your question?
I would like to know what I need to know to be prepared for this, to make sure I have all my I's and T's and my words in order successful.
Everything I feel for you is you're doing it. Just repeating that again. And they're making me feel if anything is being missed, you will know it. You will feel it. And so they're just saying to trust in yourself. Just believe in your heart, believe in your wisdom, and that you will help heal that energy. One thing I have to say about your aura, Queen, you're very, very connected to the stars. When I'm looking at your energy, the guardians are putting a lot of starlight in your aura. There's something that they're asking you to look at the stars more. Because when you're looking at, we had a listener on earlier who had a very strong connection to the birds, like she could feel the birds. Your energy, you can feel the stars. You have a very sacred connection to the stars. Do you have a telescope or binoculars at home that you watch the stars?
No, I don't. I'm reluctant to speak too loud. No, I don't. But I live in the type of element that you spoke of the other caller. Amongst the birds and the bees and the trees, and so I have a clear view of the sky. When it's clear night, I can see the stars easily. Beautiful.
I was out watching them to see what, like, when you're looking at the stars, see what you pick up on your heart, because they're making me feel that for you is like a prayer or a meditation. You have a very strong connection there, and they're just asking to look into the stars. I would also recommend like, one thing that the guardians often speak about is they're not happy with how we're kind of programmed to separate science and spiritual energy. But guardians often say, you know, it should be combined a little bit more. It should be like, you know, it's okay to look at the science part because when you're intuitive, you can feel, like if you're watching a science documentary or looking at the stars, you have to understand the logical part. But you'll feel the energy, too, where you can combine both the energies, like the phase of the moon, like that. That's a science, you know, it's a physical reaction in our solar system, but you can feel the energy. And one thing that they're asking for you is to find something, whether it's astrophysics or just looking at the stars or going to, like, a planetarium, there's something that you'll have a very deep experience with that. Just trust your intuition with that, but that's kind of what they're making me feel.
Well, thank you, Queen. You know, I wanted to add something else because you said you wanted to make sure your T's were crossed and your I's were dotted. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as going or having a situation that's quote-unquote perfect. Everything evolves and everything happens exact, and everything unfolds exactly the way it's supposed to. You really don't have control over what is going to happen, but you definitely have control over what Kalina said earlier, listening to your intuition and trusting yourself and just relaxing in it. This trying to control and trying to make sure that this is going to happen, and it's there's no such thing, and that's another illusion. What do you think, Kalina?
I agree with you, Rebecca, because that's one thing, and that's kind of what the guardians often speak of, like, you know, we have a right to be happy and we are safe, like, and it just, we do have experiences where it's frustrating, but when we're in a situation that's causing us stress, taking that moment, even, and there's that saying, you know, you fake it till you make it, just believe, just know, I got this, even if you're nervous, just say, no, I got this, I'm going to handle this, and it will, one way or another, it will work out the way that it needs to.
I love that. And then another thing is always ask a question. So I would just ask the question, universe, how can I relax? How do I relax? How do I become more calm? Or all of those questions. You always get an answer when you ask questions.
That's true.
Okay, we're going to our next caller. It's another 111. Hold on a second.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
What's your question, Trish?
My question is, I recently had a conflict with a friend, and I'm wondering if it will get resolved or when it would get resolved.
Okay. Well, the energy there, and that's a really good question, but I think, too, with the guardians' way that they're presenting it, the moment you, like, know that you are having, like, they're just, oh, sorry, I'll rewind, they're talking fast. What the first thing they're focusing on is keep having the courage to kind of ask, like, you know, where did this conflict come? Like, is there something on your end or her end or his end, and kind of go from there? Because they're not focusing on the outcome right now, they're more focused on the moment, where you are right now. And what they're making me feel is, with the situation, they're just making me feel that you're going to handle this with a lot of honor and ask a lot of questions and to go from there. But they're making me feel, with your intuition and with your energy, they're making me feel that you're going to create the best possible outcome. But she's saying just have that courage to ask questions, because they're making me feel part of the situation or part of the reason this has happened is they're making me feel it's come from an assumption. Someone's assuming something instead of asking, and then to go from there.
Okay. Wow, that's great. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Don't get off the phone so fast, Tiny. I got my 2 cents. Here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
I am.
Okay, good. Okay. this is another question. You just asked the universe, what am I supposed to learn from this? What is the gift that you are trying to give me? Because this incident that happened back and forth, whatever it is, there is a gift for you, not for them. The universe is trying to teach you, show you, make you aware of something. And it's, let me say something, and it's something really, really good for you, Trish. So ask that. What am I supposed to learn from this? Because honestly, I think that, this is just me, I think that you are more aware than this. And you know it's not about this argument. You know that. It's really about you and where you are going to be. It's really about you, because they really want you to focus on you and what you're going to get out of this. It's something good for you. Okay, you know what? I'm putting you on the spot. Tell me what's so really good about this argument that you had. What's really good about it?
Well, I think it makes you appreciate the friendship more, knowing that it's not there.
Okay. Something else?
Well, that's kind of what I have right now.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I like to just squeeze the life out of everyone when I'm asking these questions. But that's a really good one. So focus on what's good. Focusing on what's right as opposed to thinking that there's something wrong with this, what's going on. There's nothing wrong. There are no mistakes. It's all good. What do you think, Kalina?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good one. And I also think, too, with her, focusing on appreciating, what's good, but also this experience is teaching you what is a true friendship or what you don't want in a friendship. And that can be wisdom that can help you later on.
Mm. I love that. Thank you so much for calling, Trish. I really, really appreciate your call. Great question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Okay, we have one more. I'm going to let one more person call in here. Let's see. It is area code. The computer's a little slow this morning, probably because of all this powerful energy. Okay, area code 818. You are live. What's your first name?
Enchantress,
woohoo! Excuse me.
I want to know if there's any messages that you have for me, instead of me speaking too much.
Okay. What they're putting around your energy quite a bit is that there's two things. The first one is actually a lot with music. They're making me feel they want you to connect more with music, and they're focusing a wee bit more on singing. And I know a lot of listeners probably know this, but when we sing or if we're humming, it actually can balance the chakras. The chakras are different energy points through our bodies. They're making me feel singing or having very positive music around you can help you connect a little bit more with yourself, with your spirit. And the other part, too, they're focusing on right now is they're making me feel to write out a plan, because they're making me feel when you put your ideas or your intentions to paper, they're making me feel it helps give you a clarity or understand what course of action you need to take next. So she's asking to write out your plan, what comes to you. I think you have the ability to channel write. So just for the listeners who may not know, channel writing is when we start writing, we connect with either our higher selves or our guardians or even a loved one in spirit that we can get a message. And the trick to channel writing is I find it's more effective if you do it just before you go to sleep, because when we're half awake, half asleep, we're just, we free ourselves a bit from logic. So what I would recommend for you is just kind of write out your question. So if you're kind of like, okay, well, what do I need to know now, or whatever your intention is, and then just write whatever comes to your heart. But the trick to channel writing is don't read it right then, because if you read it right in that moment, it's not going to make sense. You're going to feel like you may feel like you did something wrong, but the trick to do it is just write what comes to you, either put it into your pillow or underneath your bed, and then in the morning when you're having your cup of tea or coffee, read it then, but kind of give it a wee bit of time to let the energy settle. But the music, the dominant energy they're focusing on.
Interesting that they said that, because it's kind of, they kind of got the answer. I write by my unconscious mind all the time, and I don't always read what I write. I'm starting to now because it tells me what's going to foresee happen. But I have been asking questions sometimes, and I read everything I look within, and music, I'm in tune to everything, and so when I listen to music, it has messages for me. So it's interesting that they said that.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I guess I'm on the right path.
Yeah, keep doing it.
You're always on the right path.
Sometimes I feel that my unconscious mind knows everything, and I just need to follow her. When I have to think by myself, oh boy, that's a whole another story. Because sometimes I'll overthink things, or I'll buy things that I don't always need, you know, and just because something brought it to me, you know. It's interesting how my other mind works.
Yeah.
So, I thank you, though. The unconscious mind knows everything, though.
Go ahead, Kalina.
If I could just add something very quickly, because a lot of intuitives and chanters, and I know a lot of listeners will, this will make sense to you, but when we have those moments where we're also, we're doubting our answers, or we feel like we can't see it, sometimes it's because the guardians of the universe is just saying, no, just be still, let things line up. Because the guardians, one thing they often say to me, a doubt is just a timeout. It's not a no, it's not that you're going against anything. A doubt is just a timeout, let things settle. And I find a lot of intuitives, when we feel that, like when you're feeling that energy, if you feel like we're not getting the answers, or we may not be on the right path, it's actually other energies that we're feeling. It's not our own. And the best thing you can do, I find, like getting a Reiki treatment or doing a meditation or even just going for a walk, that can clear it.
Interesting. No, I get overwhelmed by other people, all the things around me. And yesterday I experienced something very special. And from it, I bought something that had meaning for me. When at first I thought it had meaning for me, but I also sometimes I buy things without understanding later. Maybe I shouldn't have bought it or not. So it was an angel. I bought an angel. It had meaning for me at the time. Now I'm not sure about it, so I don't know if I would wear it. But I guess it doesn't matter. Sometimes we just do. Do you buy things just you do things because you have to do it? Your unconscious mind just tells you have to go to a place?
It can be a wee bit of both. Like, I know I have a, probably one of my weaknesses shopping is buying books. I have a horrible habit of going in and spending like $60, $80 on books and getting home being like, why did I get these? And I can't remember what my intention was in that moment. But then when later on, like months or even years after, I'll find those books and it's exactly what I need. So just trust it. Because the fact that you may not connect with it today just means that right now the energy needs to line up. But just trust that you, in that moment, just believe that, okay, yeah, this is what I needed, and then just kind of trust it.
Interesting. I think I do trust it, but when other people give me, say, their opinion, then it throws me off track. And then I would look at it in another light. But it's interesting you said about a book. You're very, very highly intuitive, because what happens to me is that I'll go somewhere, like say the library, and I'll just pick up a color, and then something like the purple cow caught my eye, and then later on I'll open it up and it will turn out exactly what I needed to learn about business, but I didn't know at the time that things just come to me like that, like magic. Does this make sense to you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. It's just like, oh, wow. And so sometimes it's just, got to watch what I'm thinking. Yes, the other day I was by something and a woman blocked me in the store, and I never had experience like that in this particular store. Usually people will come to me and give me, intuitives will tell me things, and I just, okay, I do have a question then. I do want to ask this one. When an intuitive comes to you, empathic person, am I supposed to just stand there and not say a word and just let them speak their mind and not question them at all? Is that how it works?
I would. I would recommend just kind of let them present what they need to. Now, if they are trying to force an opinion or their belief or something onto you, I would put some gentle boundaries, because sometimes an experience like that, it's just, if the guardians are presenting that to us to give us the courage to say, you know what, no, I'm not comfortable with this. Because it's very, one thing for intuitives, and I'm sure the listeners can understand, it's very hard for us to put boundaries. It's very hard for us to say, you know, I'm not okay with this, and taking action, just saying, you know, just telling that person, you know, I understand that you're giving me a message or you're presenting an information to me, but I'm not comfortable with this. But one thing with an intuitive or an empath that is presenting information to you, Enchantress, if you did not ask for a message and you're not comfortable with the energy, you can say that to them, because I've had that before where others will come up and they will say, well, I have a message for you, and I feel like I don't feel connected to that person. I will very gently say to them, you know what, I'm not connecting, because if you, you probably know this too, Enchantress, if you have a message for someone, you should ask for permission to say, look, I have this message. Do you mind if I present it to you? Like, you should always ask for permission, because it's the same principles when, if any Reiki masters or energy practitioners out there, you can't just give energy or mess with someone's aura field or energy field without asking permission. And the same goes with an intuitive message.
Wow. Because they never ask permission. They just come up to me, and then I freeze at the spot, because what they're telling me is amazing sometimes, but sometimes they could be so strong about it. And one time one person said to me, my own vibrations bothered them, and I walked out feeling like something was wrong with me. That was the second time when someone did that. So, wow,
right.
It's interesting you said that. I'm not able to say to them what I feel.
Just be in the moment and just let them present, because sometimes, like, you get caught off of guard and you're kind of like, oh, okay, like, and you just, they give you the message before you could collect your thoughts before putting up the boundaries, and an experience,
mm-hmm.
like, let it happen and just present afterwards. But afterwards, someone that was sort of not very nice, saying that your aura bothered them, I would, if you have an opportunity, you could write a letter to them. Now, this is not necessarily a letter to send to them, but write it out and just send out that energy that you don't want that aura in your energy, and just to put those boundaries.
Thank you so much, Enchantress.
Thank you so much. Maybe I helped somebody else by me speaking, but I wasn't going to, but thank you so much.
Always,
okay.
you always, everything helps everyone else. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, thank you so much for your kindness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh-wee. Gee, Kalina, we have one more caller. Are you game or are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Yeah. Hold on. Last caller, area code 718. What is your first name?
Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Hi, Tony. What's your question?
I was wondering if I should be considering changing my location for career purposes.
Okay. Well, what the guardians just said to me, Tony, was that they're making me feel you already know the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're making me feel is to, the guardians will often say this, they're just making me feel, keep trusting your heart with this, because they're just showing you're in an energy right now where it's sort of like you're in a graduation, where you've learned what you needed to, where you are. And so right now you are taking the courage to say, no, I want more in life, or I want more from my path. And that's kind of what they're focusing on for you right now, is just to have that courage to follow it. And what they're also focusing on for you, Tony, I think you have a strong connection with birds too, because they're repeating the orb where they're showing a lot of birds are coming to you, and they're just making me feel, especially they're focusing quite a bit more on the bluebirds or blue jays, and they're making me feel, follow the blue jays or bluebirds. And when you see them, that's a sign that you're on the right track. So just sort of keep it on, that's a symbol that the guardians are going to show to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. And, yeah, I really agree with Kalina. When you asked that question, it just felt like you already knew the answer.
Mm. Okay.
Did I mean, are we right or are we right?
I mean, you know, I was thinking about just moving to a spot that I have never been to just to start, you know, fresh. So it was kind of a leap of faith. So,
but you have intuition, and so just use your intuition. You really have a guy. You can feel whether it's a fit or whether it's not a fit. You can feel that because
okay.
I can feel that from you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Oh, we had a man calling. Yay, a man. Usually they run away from me. I don't know why, but anyway. You know what? I have a question. This is for me, of course. There's a couple of things. As you know, I went to Iceland about a month ago, maybe a little bit more. And Kalina, the day we were going out on a boat, and we went out on this boat and we traveled, I don't even know how long. It was a fishing boat, and they even caught, you know, mussels and clams, and we had fresh food from the sea right there. And we just kept traveling out, and there was this like a flat little island, small island mountain. And I got, because I never real, I didn't, now I'm going to start crying. And I didn't know why I was going. I mean, I've always wanted to go to Iceland, maybe a couple of years, wanted to see the Northern Lights, blah, blah, blah. And I was so inspired at the beginning of the year, you're going, get your tickets, you're going. Drop everything, you're going. I mean, it was crazy. I was that compelled and that pushed to go. Tried to go in February, nope, didn't work out. Went in March. I'm on this boat, and I ask the universe, why am I here? And the universe told me that this is your home. And I felt like that. I felt like it was my home. It was my beginning. That's what it was. It was my beginning. And then when I came back to the States, I was so angry. I was furious. And Iceland is known for, it's a country, it's just fire and ice. I felt like a volcano erupting. And Kalina, I was erupting for probably a month. I wasn't patient with anyone. I didn't want to. I still haven't talked to my mother. Mom, sorry, not you, Mom. Kalina's mom. I still haven't talked to her. Oh, no, that's not true. I called her a couple of days ago, and she says, oh, I knew you're angry. No problem. And she's just such, doesn't have a grudge bone in her body. But I was so angry. And I was spewing out lava all over the place. What the hell was that about?
It's very interesting that you said that. So I want to say two things. The first thing that I wanted to say is that I could feel your energy when you felt Iceland was your beginning, because the guardians are making me feel in that moment, I think that was you had a past life in Iceland. That was your first human experience here. That's what they're making me feel with part of that energy, not all of it, but part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They do make me feel you are going to go back to Iceland, and I feel like you are going to help spread the wisdom of Iceland to others. And the other part, too, they're making me feel, it's very interesting what you spoke about the anger. And the listeners, if you guys want to let me know if you guys resonate with this, I've been getting a lot of calls about intuitives such as yourself, Rebecca, experiencing or feeling this anger. Because the last few weeks, I've been getting calls about other intuitives just dealing with this intense anger that they can't put their finger on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I find when intuitives have these extreme emotions where they're feeling this, what I do is I pay attention to world events. Like there was a volcano that erupted in Chile. There was an earthquake yesterday in Nepal. So watching like those energies, that's the earth energy being released. So when you have intense emotions like that, whether it's anger or frustration, they're making me feel it's you're translating Mother Earth aura with that, because I don't, when I'm looking at your aura, Rebecca, I don't feel like it's coming from your core. I feel like it's you're translating it from another source.
Mm.
And I feel like when you were in Iceland, because it's such a sacred space for you, you opened up more, that you're translating that with that. So what I would recommend in a situation like that is send energy to, you know, the volcano in Chile, or, you know, the earthquake in Nepal, and send energy to that. But I recommend, with the moment you feel that, just check the news to see what's going on, like world events. Not, I don't mean politics or any, like, not human news. I mean, like, earth news.
Mm.
And see what you pick up from there. That's what I would recommend.
Well, one of the things, thank goodness that I've been, thank you so much, I've been practicing. I knew, I never felt bad about my anger. I never felt like, oh gosh, I'm a happiness specialist. Why am I so angry? I just flowed with it, but I'm letting you know that I hit everybody in the back of the head with a baseball bat, from my son to my coworkers. I said I didn't spoken to my mother. I mean, I was just, everybody pissed me off.
And that's what people are, that's what others intuitive said. That's exactly what they said. They were saying that they were cranky with others. This was one of my clients, her words were, she was cranky with others that she was never cranky with before.
Yeah.
And it's just, my understanding from the guardians was, it was such this translate release of energy that we don't feel it to the point we think it's us. Because I don't, when I'm looking at your aura, Rebecca, I don't think that was from you.
Well, yeah, because it, yeah, and I knew that all I had to do, I knew I had to just write it out, and I knew that it was the universe just putting me inside. But it was just really interesting to get to feel that mad. I mean, listen, I used to live like that. I used to live angry at people all the time, but it hasn't happened to me like for years and years and years. So thank you for that. I really appreciate you explaining that to me, because I knew it was good, but I just have never been that angry. And I am going back to Iceland. I'm going to go back in the summer. Maybe not this summer, but I'm definitely going back. I just felt so connected to that country, just so connected. Kalina, wow, what a show. Super Bowl show, 4th of July show, New Year's Day show, happy birthday. This was a huge, huge show. It was just so perfect and so great. Tell my listeners where they can find you. You have your own show, your sister. Please share.
Thank you. First of all, thank you again for having us. And for the listeners, if you have any questions about what we talked about today or where to find me, the best way, honestly, is on Facebook. My name is Kalina, and my name is spelled K-E-L-L-I-E-N-A. It's just Kalina Psychic Readings. We have a group there. And just for listeners, too, we do draws twice a month where if you like or share our post, you can win a free half-hour phone reading. That's where I am. And we have a radio show called Eye of the East Coast on EGHradio.com. Now, our show is actually taking a break for the summer because there's a lot of projects coming up, so we will be returning to the show in October 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how to find us. And, Facebook is the best way to get a hold of us. And just also, too, if you like what we're saying, I do have a book called Psychic Beauty, Psychic Exercises, and Energy Course. You can get it on Amazon or Kindle. That's where it is. But if you just look for my name, you'll find it.
Ooh-wee, what a great show today, huh?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I mean, I keep saying that. I'm so used to Tracy being here. I keep saying us instead of me.
That's okay. And, yeah, we're going to have to get Tracy J back on the show, too. But thank you so much, Kalina. I had such a great time with you and the listeners and the callers. So much great content. I really appreciate having you here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, listeners, going back to reality spirituality, I just want to share that this show is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and also go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and go to the show and like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and I want to remind you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best
friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Talk to you again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Real.